Hi, this is Tony Funika, Color Magazine. I'm speaking to Sean Cullen, Geospatial Industry Lead, Commercial at Esri South Africa. It's quite a big mouthful, Sean. Thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Yes, thank you very much, Tony, for the opportunity.
And great stuff. Sean, we're speaking and we're doing a series a little bit on technology sort of on the eve of the InsurTech conference. And I found the points that I saw about geospatial industry technology and Esri quite interesting. So that's great that we can talk a little bit about it. So just to start off with, if you could just explain to us what this is all about and what is location intelligence, which is sort of how geospatial technology works.
Yes, in the insurance sector, prominent technology-related risk is the ability to accumulate and capture value from data and use it competitively. At least 80% of the data that we are currently capturing, be it across any industry, is actually got a location component behind it. So understanding the where component of business data helps to derive value which can provide an insurer with a competitive edge. Leveraging this where component to deliver meaningful insight to solve specific business problems is known as location intelligence. So maybe if we just take a step back and look at the kind of data and information insurers are currently collecting and accumulating. Each policy has a location. It might have a few locations behind it because you don't only just insure a home. You might insure a home and a car and a cell phone. This might be a stationary asset, such as a building or the home, or it could be a mobile asset, such as your car and your cell phone. No matter the type of asset, it has a location component behind it. And it can continuously be changing, once again, like your cell phone. As they have a location, these assets are related to surrounding factors. So knowing what is where and how they are related spatially is location awareness. And as mentioned before, leveraging this where component is what we call location intelligence.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, that location in the insurance industry has always been such an important thing, you know, and it's been, for the most part, in the past, quite vague, actually. So this is a really great sort of innovation in the technology space. So everything that, based on what you said and the importance of location, how is this applied in practice to add value to the financial sector and in particular insurance?
So I just want to first touch on the financial sector and then I'll go into the insurance side of it. So location intelligence is widely used in the financial sector, and I'm going to talk a bit about banking and real estate. When it comes to banking, the banks need to know where the clients are and where to put the next ATM and maybe where to remove ATMs because they're not utilized enough and operational costs are too high. This would be linked to where your clients live and work and their typical spending patterns and most likely their daily commute because you buy a loaf of bread on the way home. And this is all location information that needs to be processed and analyzed to find these patterns and trends. This, in turn, then feeds into other departments, such as the marketing department and where to target certain clients with certain products. When it comes to transactional data, it's about knowing what type of person is spending how much and where. And that's where we need to put in more points of sale devices so that we get greater coverage. This is currently being undertaken by banks internationally and within South Africa. And location intelligence is not just limited by the location component. Data never stands alone. It incorporates multiple sources of data that help resolve a business need at the end of the day. Now, touching on the real estate side of things, you will have a list of requirements for a new property, you know, either as an individual or as an organization that need to be met before considering the purchase of a property. For residential, it may be more about the closest shops or what schools are nearby because you have kids. For the commercial properties, it's more about the traffic count and how do you actually access that premises. Is it on the left-hand side of a road for easy access? In both commercial and residential properties, there's overlapping data, such as crime rates. You don't want to go and open up a shop where there's a lot of crime. You want to stay in a low crime area type of situation. Mm. You need to take the property prices into consideration and land use. And these are all location components that need to be evaluated in conjunction with other data to make an informed decision. Now, touching on the insurance sector, the insurance sector is no different by any means because they are also asking the questions where. Where are my clients? Where are their assets? Where are they most at risk looking at this crime and natural hazards and surrounding infrastructure and so on? Do I, as the insurer, have too much exposure in one area? Have I got too many policies that I need to maybe start moving around? These are the kinds of questions that are being asked, and through location intelligence, we can answer these. So if we look back over the last few years, we were aware of the KZN floods, and we had a tornado go through KZN as well, and various, I would say, natural disasters that have happened over time. One thing that I try and do using ISRI technology is to enable insurance companies to manage their risks through location data and technology. This involves mapping out their clients, the potential natural hazards, and engineering some data such as simulated rise in water levels along natural drainage channels if there's a cloud burst. This is used by the insurance companies to identify who of their clients may be affected, maybe get one step ahead with regards to claims. On the other hand, they're also using this information to verify that policyholder was actually affected by the incident, preventing fraudulent claims. So it's not always just about analyzing the data. It's an easy way for commercial insurers to view and understand the risk that surrounds buildings, in a simple to view map view with interactive reports looking at the surrounding properties. So location intelligence can also be used to uncover previously hidden patterns and trends in business data. You know, by visualizing this on a map, we can detect the data quality issues such as incorrect addresses provided by clients and errors in other fields that have been captured. Having this visual representation of customer locations led one of our prominent insurance clients to detect abnormalities in branch territory sales. So it's also something that can be used within the organization. Mm-hmm. In such a competitive space, insurance companies need to continuously innovate to derive more meaningful insights from their data. Location intelligence opens the door for innovation by giving insurers the ability to holistically view and analyze business data in order to unlock its full potential. So location intelligence is a key component for extracting the most value out of the vast amounts of data that every insurer is currently accumulating.
Mm. Absolutely amazing how wide it actually goes. So just on that basis, these examples that you've given from the insurance side, I mean, how do you see insurers taking to the service and exploring, you know, sort of the width and breadth of what it can actually do?
So they are actively embracing it, and they're starting to see value behind it. And I've just spoken about basic examples, but I talk about these basic examples, and they go home and they start thinking, but, you know, can we do this? Can we do that? So the best thing about these insurance companies is, like most other companies across all industries, they have been applying some form of location intelligence already. This has been on a more hypothetical or subconscious approach. For example, maybe back to that real estate example, if your house is next to a river, it could carry a risk of flooding. The insurance sector is now adopting technology to take the guesswork out of this process and apply models and a more calculated approach to managing their data and deriving information to manage risk and clients. So now I see how far this house really is from a river. If the property boundary touches the river but not the actual building, the building might be fine. So this would mean the house is not affected by flooding. As I've also mentioned, many industries are to some extent already doing this. either by filtering their data based on a province, a city, a postal code, in whatever database or spreadsheet that they may have. But there's still a need to go into finer detail and start looking at the individuals and their assets and where they currently are. Insurance companies are geocoding their client addresses. They are viewing their risks in relation to others to see what exposure they may face, analyzing their branch information and transactions to evaluate performance relative to surrounding factors, and analyzing claims spatially to pick up on these irregularities previously mentioned. So insurers need to geo-enable their business data with intuitive mapping and analytical tools. In today's competitive markets, understanding who your policyholders are and the proximity to hazards guarantees insurers are offering the right products and services in response to each policyholder's unique needs.
Absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see your presentation at the conference to explore some of those. I mean, it's amazing where we're going. But, Sean, thank you so much for those insights, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Perfect. Thank you very much once again, and I'm also looking forward to meeting you at the conference and to all our listeners out there as well.